And now, finally, we're going to talk with Maxine. There you are. Hello. We've missed you.
My Saturdays get taken up with stuff, and I miss you too, but I'm so glad I have this chance.
Well, it's just great to hear your voice, and tomorrow is a very big day for the Nationality Rooms. The Cathedral of Learning Nationality Rooms will be open for its holiday celebration. They're decorated, and there's a free open house taking place.
Absolutely. It's 25th year, and we've got we're going to start at noon until 4, and it's going to be unbelievably lively. We've got I can tell you all kinds of performances we're going to have. It indeed is free entry. And if you want to buy the food or the artifacts, you have to pay for those. They help us with our summer study abroad scholarships. And but we've got so many entertainers. I'd like to talk about them a little bit.
Please.
And I'll be the mistress of ceremonies. Anyway, we're apparently opening with the Japanese taiko. Then we're going to the Alpenschuhplattler und Trachtenverein. They slap their bottoms. They wear leather pants and they slap their feet and they slap their bottoms on the leather. And it's very, very German and Austrian. So it represents two of our committees. Then the Tamburitsans are going to dance a Serbian dance. And you know, Yugoslavia, when the room was built, it included Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, Montenegro, and a couple of others. And we never changed the room. So even though that country has broken up, they still, the chairman has managed to get people from all of those breakaway little nations, and they're part of our Yugoslav room. Then the Indian, we say traditional, they're going to do a Bollywood dance, and that's been in the works for 20 or so years, and I think it's definitely considered traditional now, but it's not your everyday Indian dance. Then we have, again, Hrvatski tanak. This is Croatian. And I may also be a little Serb. Then the Welsh are going to do this. And I'm going to try to pronounce this, but don't hold me to it. Kier avon downs we eat or come right down. If you didn't understand that, it's not my fault. It's Welsh. But anyway, they're going to perform. Then the Philippine group, we're building a Philippine room. We will very soon. We have it designed, and we're fundraising for it. But they're going to do Padango Rinconada. That's a Christmas dance. And then the one that I learned when I lived in Cambodia, the Tinikling. And that is a dance. You have two bamboo poles. You clap them together, and two dancers dance in between them and on the side, and it's really dangerous. You get a lot of sprained ankles. But anyway, it depicts the heron birds in the rice fields. But I remember I have a picture of me doing the rods. Then comes Mary Doreza and the Grecian Odyssey dancers. I lived in Greece for 2 years. I learned to dance a lot of Greek dances, and I will get up, and so will the audience be asked to join them when they do the Kalamatianos. And so anyway, the proceeds for this event, we're expecting 3,000 people, go to our summer study abroad scholarships, and we really sent... We offered 47 scholarships this year, graduate and undergraduate, for all over the world. And we're going to do that again next January, February. We're going to pick another 40-some.
Wow.
That's it.
now tomorrow, what are the hours tomorrow?
Noon until 4.
And Is the event free, but are you taking
Absolutely.
Donations?
Entrance is free, and you can't park there. Remember that parking is going to be come and go, as you will. And, yeah, it's free. You have to buy the food. Everybody's going to put their best food forward. Ha ha. That's a...
I like it.
You got it.
This is really like a... I was going to say a miniature folk festival, but it's hardly miniature. It's a wonderful event. It's indoors. It'll be a great chance. I'm sure there might be some wares for sale, too. You can maybe do a little shopping, but most of all, see the beautiful holiday decorations that
we
are going to be...
We try to decorate in the traditional style of that culture.
Now, how long, for people who may not be able to make it to the Nationality Rooms tomorrow, they'll be open...
They're going to be decorated until early January, like the 14th, I think, we begin taking them down. But you can come during the holidays. You have to call and find out the hours. But we're kind of open except the day of Christmas and the day of New Year's.
Excellent. Well, Maxine, thank you for being with us. It's so good to hear your voice.
It's wonderful to be with you.
Take care.
I'll call again one of these days.
Oh, I know. It's just great and happy holidays if we don't talk to you beforehand.
Same to you.
That's Maxine Bruins from the Nationality Rooms at the University of Pittsburgh.